This is Outside the Round with Matt Barile, a Rage Rowdy podcast.
All right, and we are rolling. Well, what is going on, everybody? Outside the Round, live on location. It's our first time doing this. We've done it at Live Oak, actually, but our first time doing it at a festival. We did some podcasts here in the great state of Illinois last year with Tailgate and Tall Boys, but we were out in the campgrounds. We were fully degenerating it. And this year, we are very involved with this festival. Very excited to be here. It is windy as hell today. I understand why the Midwest powers everything by windmill. But yeah, I'm Matt Barile. This is Outside the Round. We are live on location at Tailgate and Tall Boys, Bloomington, Illinois, 2024. And this is one that we've had circled on the calendar for a long time. Shout out to the main festival sponsor, Country Financial. As always, without Country Financial, this is impossible. And shout out to our sponsor, Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. Of course, I am not consuming Surfside, but everybody that we have had tried it absolutely loves it. Nikki T describes them as crushable. They are perfect for festival season. Whether you're out on a boat, whether you're out at the beach, whether you're at a festival like Tailgate and Tall Boys, Surfside is the way to go. They come in a bunch of different tasty flavors, iced tea and vodka, lemonade vodka. They come in a half and half iced tea lemonade, and they also come in a peach tea. So check out your local liquor alcohol distributor location where you buy booze and get you some Surfside. But today, day one of Tailgate and Tall Boys Bloomington, we're very excited. The lineup for this is just absolutely ridiculous. It's one of the most insane lineups. We're going to a lot of festivals this year, and last week in Clinton, Iowa was awesome. This week's going to be even better. Like I said, it is windy as hell. So, of course, figuring out what is going to be going on with the lineup today. But as it is listed, you've got probably one of the most raised rowdy lineups of all time. Guys and girls that we have had on the program before, guys and girls that we have had at rounds, at our full band events. Very, very, very excited. Today, some of the people that we are very excited about, you got Cody Johnson headlining. Kojo puts on one of the best shows in all of country music, out of Texas, of course, and just a one-of-a-kind show. So having him as a headliner is badass. The headliners for the other days, you've got Eric Church, which is just an incredible headliner. You've got Bailey Zimmerman, a hometown boy here in the great state of Illinois. And then you've got, closing it out, Riley Green. You girls excited for Riley Green on Sunday? Hell yeah, they're ready. That's awesome. And yeah, they're starting to let folks into the Festival Center, which is a good sign for us here at Tailgate and Tall Boys that they are letting patrons in. Again, the wind gusts today, we're expecting between 70 and 90 miles per hour in winds. Very Midwest of it to be going. What's going on, man? We've got some folks starting to come in and be like, why is this guy sitting out here at a table in the sun by himself with three microphones? Well, we're going to have some guests coming on. The rest of the lineup, some folks that we're very excited about. We got Nate Smith opening for Bailey Zimmerman on Saturday. Today, you've got Wyatt Flores, who's going to be joining us here in just a little while. We're going to have Wyatt over here at the table. We've got Austin Snell. We've got Laney Gardner. We've got our good friends Nate Kenyon and Clayton Shea. We've got Ben Chapman. We've got Colby Cooper. We got the boys from Lakeview. Probably the most Tailgate and Tall Boys band of all time, Jesse and Luke from Lakeview. They've been killing it. They're getting ready for the Breaking Benjamin tour later this year. And yeah, it just feels good to be out here. We are directly across from some massive trucks. What's cool about this Tailgate and Tall Boys festival is that they include a truck show with it, which is very, very cool. So lots of truck brands out here. You've got BMC Lights across the way. You've got Elevate. A lot of folks that do lift kits, do special lights, do things like that. And then you've got all the food right over there, too. We've got, like, the sausage grill. We've got pork chops, the Mac Daddy sandwich, a big sign for curly fries, which I love. We had some Arby's curly fries yesterday, and it was awesome. And, yeah, it's just been good to be up here in Bloomington, Illinois. We're very excited. We're going to have podcasts coming out these next couple weeks. Again, live on location. We're in the middle of festival season, so a little bit tougher to get things scheduled in Nashville while Nikki T and myself and the crew are out on the road. So today we're going to be joined by my good friend, Mr. Wyatt Flores. Wyatt, I first met back in 2021 when he was the local opener at one of my favorite clubs in the United States, Tumbleweed in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And of course, everybody knows what he's been doing the last few years. He's been absolutely killing it. So very excited to talk with Wyatt in a little bit. Tomorrow we're going to have Clayton Shea. We're going to have Nate Kenyon, two guys who have been riding with Raise Rowdy for a long time, which very excited about that. Nate, I first met back in 2017, I think. It was before I moved to Nashville. And Clayton's been a longtime buddy. We're going to have LeCade, who in his crew, it's really cool. My old roommate Luke Robinson is actually playing guitar for LeCade. And our good buddy Max King, who came to this festival with us last year, he is, I believe, tour managing LeCade. So we're going to get to see Max. And we're going to have Lakeview on the pod as well. What's going on, guys? Everybody looking over, being like, what is going on over here at the tent? We are Raise Rowdy. We're based out of Nashville. We host a bunch of events in Nashville, Tennessee. You'll see my ugly mug up on the stage later, introducing all the acts. We got a t-shirt cannon, and we're gonna be shooting shirts out. It's gonna be awesome. And we got a bunch of merchandise over here, so y'all want to come on up and buy some merchandise. We're also giving away that Orca cooler right there if you sign up for our mailing list. So very excited about that. But we're gonna have Nikki T jumping on in just a little while to help set the scene. We're gonna have Wyatt Flores joining us. We're supposed to have Wayne Klein and Austin Jones from USA Concerts. They are some of the owner and majority of a great club called Cruisin's out on Farmington Road in Peoria, Illinois, one of our favorite bars. And they helped put on this great festival with USA Concerts. So we're going to have them kind of tell the tailgate and tall boys story and hype up the weekend a little bit. And like I said, we're going to have Wyatt Flores coming on in just a little while. But beautiful day. It's definitely the hottest we have been so far at festivals this year. It's 90 degrees. The vibes are immaculate, and we're kicking off festival season. We got a busy year on the road. The most events that we've ever done in the city of Nashville, the most podcasts we've ever done, and of course, by nature, just keeping it even, we're doing the most festivals that we've ever done. I believe we're doing like 9 or 10 total. We were down south earlier in the spring with the Auburn and Georgia rodeos. We got our Rock the Country on down in Rome. And now we're in the Midwest. We have a good streak in the Midwest. We were in Iowa last week. Fucking awesome. Awesome time in Iowa. Shout out to Clinton for having us. Great to party with our man DJ Cliffy D. It was really cool to be on the stage. Getting to see Jelly Roll get the police escort in. He went and sang with Eminem in Detroit and then showed up police escort, which was really, really cool. Nate Smith opened for him. That was awesome. Nate, total badass. And then the other headliners, we got to see Bailey Zimmerman, which watching Bailey from when he first started back in 2021, coming out of COVID, playing our writers' rounds at Live Oak and just kind of learning as he went, to see him as a festival headliner now is just unreal. And his show is one of the highest in demand shows out there in country music right now. So love what Bailey's doing. And then we got to rock out with Shinedown. Really surreal moment for myself and Nikki T with the history of Raise Rowdy, getting to watch the Cadillac 3 from the side stage. That was really cool. Of course, getting to see Lakeview. Got to hang out with Myron Elkins a bit backstage and got to see our brothers from the great state of Alabama, them Dirty Roses. So it was awesome. Then we're here this week. And then in July, it really picks up. We have 3 weeks in a row of festivals in July. We're going to be at a country concert out in Fort Laramie, Ohio, the birthplace of Raise Rowdy, presenting the camper party with Miss Ashley Cook on Wednesday. And then just an incredible lineup again. Hardy, Lainey Wilson, among a bunch of others. So that's going to be awesome. And then we go back down to the South, the Dirty Dirty, for Rock the South. You got Hardy there this year. You've got Oliver Anthony. I forget exactly who all is on that. It's a massive lineup, though, down in Coleman, Alabama, one of our favorites. I believe we're trying to get a camper for that one. So we will be on site rocking all weekend long. And then we close out the Tailgate and Tallboy series end of July in Midland, Michigan, with an all-genre festival, which we're very excited about. We're going to have that one, Jelly Roll, Warren Zeiters, Alexandra Kay, Tucker Wetmore, who packed out Broadway for CMA Fest last week. You got Lakeview. You got Houston on there. You got Quid 92, a local guy to the state of Michigan, more in the pop realm. And then Miss Jessie Murph, who I am very excited to see, who comes from the great state of Alabama. So it's going to be awesome. Shout out to everybody walking in right now. Welcome to Tailgate and Tall Boys 2024. Hi, how are you? Beautiful day we're having. It's a little windy. It's a little hot. But damn it, no other place I'd rather be right now than Bloomington, Illinois. It is Tailgate and Tall Boys. We've had it marked on the calendar all year long. We got our boy Wyatt Flores coming over here in just a little while. So if y'all want to catch our interview with Wyatt, come on back. And we'll be right back. Oh, there's some big trucks coming in. But we'll be right back. Very excited again to be here in Bloomington, Illinois. You know what? Let's pull Nikki T up here right now. Let's kind of keep it going. Again, these episodes are going to be a little bit of a different structure for those of y'all listening and watching at home. Nikki, let's get you kind of checked, see how you're doing.
Mic check.
Can you hear yourself?
Yeah.
All right, sick. Let's see. What channel is Nikki on? He is on that one right there, so we'll kill that one so we don't have all the noise going. But Nicholas.
Hello, friend.
You got here at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, 5:15 maybe?
5:30 a.m.
I felt great.
Doing the Lord's work with our friends at Losers.
We had a great night at Losers.
Yeah, tell us about some of the folks that played.
Yeah, dude. So Kelly McTeague, Liam Coleman, the Harlem Suns came all the way up from Georgia to play.
Sick.
Yeah, Eamon Owen and our good buddy that we just met, who wasn't 21, so he had to wait like to get in, you know, as we do. His name is True Youngblood.
Cool.
Yeah, Cam introduced us to him. He was great, man.
Hell
cool
yeah.
Vibe.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, very fun night. You know, wasn't it the same without you? We had Kat Flint play, too. She's another New Yorker.
Yeah.
So we had two New Yorkers on a night that we didn't have our New Yorkers.
I know. So. Hey, got to keep those Northeast vibes going,
yeah,
dude. But appreciate you filling in. We had a good trip coming up here yesterday.
Yeah.
Listened to a lot of interesting songs. Shout out to our... We brought Landon Smith up
Landon.
With us, too, which we're happy. You know what? Let's get
Jump
Landon.
In, Landon.
Landon, come here. Come sit down. You're going to put on the headset. Landon's been on Outside the Round before. One of our favorite kids coming up in the scene. You're gonna pop those headphones on. Try to eat the mic. You're our favorite, dude. You come from God's country,
great.
Statesboro, Georgia. Which this is Landon's first festival
ever.
This is Landon's first time north of the Mason-Dixon line. You're gonna want to kind of eat that microphone as you're talking into it, Landon.
Absolutely.
There you go. Perfect. So this is Landon's first time north of the Mason-Dixon line. Last night we ran into a situation with Landon.
Uh-oh.
We went to a pizzeria. We went to Pizza Playa, excellent Detroit-style pizza right here in Bloomington, Illinois.
Look at the
and
Bembo.
Landon went to order sweet tea, and they didn't have it.
It's
first
fucking
time in his life that he has not been able to get sweet tea at a restaurant.
It's like water. You're supposed to. It's supposed to be like free, and every like you can't deny somebody sweet tea. That's wrong.
Yeah, they didn't
That's
have sweet tea,
wrong.
But they did have slot machines.
They did have slot machines.
In the pizzeria. I'm blown away by all the slot machines that exist in this great state of Illinois. Lots of slot machines, lots of weed dispensaries.
Yes, it's blessings insane. Around everywhere.
Yeah, dude, I love how they brand the slot places. They say video games. So it's like you think it's like a GameStop or
yeah.
something, but you go in and it's just slot machines.
Hey,
slots.
I mean, you got to get that money somehow, baby.
Yeah, dude, people are playing like video poker. Like it's all kinds of stuff. But we had a good trip up here yesterday. Landon introduced us to all kinds of songs that we will. He put us in demo jail, which
Ooh.
Was very exciting to be. I know, Nick, you were riding up with
yep.
You've been riding around these festivals with Cameron, Landon's manager. And hopefully soon, one of our first Raise Rowdy interns.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We'll see if we can talk her into it.
Yeah, we'll see. I think we can.
Get her some credits.
I think you got her. I think
but
you got
tell
her.
Us, what have you been up to, Landon?
Well, really? I got the album basically finished, the record. And I've been chilling in Statesboro, you know? I've been on a little bit of a writer's block, but I get that way sometimes. Sometimes you just got to take a break. Can't force anything. It's too pure to be forced, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
saying.
but tell us about you're working with a pretty well-known producer, and you're getting to be in use instruments that were used on some of your favorite projects that you grew up listening to.
Yeah,
tell us about working with the one and only Dave Cobb down
so,
in Savannah.
It's nuts, honestly, because you know I've listened to all the shit that he's done. I've listened to, and like some of it I didn't even know was done by him until I like really dug deep, and I was like, holy shit! Like he doesn't do just country. Kicks ass
with everything.
Greta Van Fleet. He just did Zane from One Direction's new album, and it's fucking killer. It's the wildest shit. So, like, of course I was nervous because I'm like, I shouldn't be here. The guy that is been working with Jason Isbell for all these years, and then Chris Stapleton done every single one of his records. Like, I shouldn't be in this situation,
yeah.
But it's insane. And you go there, and there's his studio, and there's an insane amount of the past 20 years of country music, the history, and just in that studio
yeah.
is wild. I mean, you have guitars that were on Metro Modern Sounds with Sturgill. You have Jason Isbell's original, like, 1930s Martin that he did Southeastern on.
Amazing.
We got, like, and I get to play all those instruments. Some of the, like, even there's a tom drum that we put on one of the songs that in Cover Me Up by Isbell, there's this one part, it's like, dun, dun. And Dave's like, I'm totally just going to do it again for this song. And I'm like,
crazy, man.
It's so cool. And then, you know, he's always on the phone with some crazy, insanely famous people.
Yeah, how did you end up getting hooked up with Dave?
So, after released If You Want Me Tonight, it's all the craze. Everybody's, like, coming, DMing us, and, like, hey, we want to work with you. And we were like, yeah, let's, like, really take this slow. And then we got a hold of the Republic people through a guy named Micah. Shout out Micah. He's the fucking dude. and we got a hold of them, and they were just like, they didn't even say anything about it. They were just like, yeah, we're just, you know, you're cool and shit. And I'm like, thanks. And then I was like watching the documentary on about Jason Isbell on HBO, I think, or Hulu. And the next morning I had a meeting with them, and I get on the computer and they were like, yeah, you know, this guy named Dave Cobb. I'm like, dude, I just watched a dull documentary of him recording Running With Our Eyes Closed for, I think, what it was not Weather Vanes, Reunions. And I'm like, full on, full circle, starts following me on Instagram. I'm like, holy shit. Holy shit. And the first time me and Cameron came up to Nashville, when Peyton got me that first Rage Rowdy round, it was awesome because we come up here, we didn't have a damn thing planned. Not what, like, for 5 days, I think it was. And Cameron was like, Landon, I just have a feeling you got to get up there just for whatever. For just this Rage Rowdy thing, we got it on the way up. And then, I mean, after that, it was meeting after meeting after meeting. Then we get a call from Dave's manager, Andrew, and he's like, come by RCA. Come meet Dave and shit. So we walk in this room that, I mean, Stapleton did his stuff. Every, like,
yeah,
I can't remember if Elvis did any. It was not in that room. I don't know. There's just so much history in that room. I'm sitting there on the couch. You know, they have plaques of Traveler when it went three times platinum.
Yeah, it's just absurd, dude. And to watch you over the past, I guess it's like year, 2 years on your journey, it's been really cool. Because when was that round? Do you remember? I'm trying to remember. It was a Tuesday night.
It was my freshman year. I was still in college. Freshman year.
So that was, what, 2 years ago maybe?
No, it wasn't 2 years ago. It's a little over a year. I think it might be it might be coming up on a year. It might be just less than a year because I remember we went to like spring break PCB and I still didn't know y'all. Or y'all would have been getting some videos.
God bless Panama City. Something that we're also excited for. You know what? We're just going to announce it right now, Nick. I know we've got our one brother. What's your name, dude? What is it?
Jeremiah.
So we got Jeremiah. Shout out Jeremiah actually being here. Our one member studio audience over here at the Rage Rowdy tent. Jeremiah's going to be the first to hear it until the episode comes out. We are going to be doing a weekend at the Floribama. Speaking of like PCB in the Gulf.
Year two, baby.
Year two. And Nick, what are the dates?
September 12th and 13th weekend.
Yes.
Friday, so Saturday.
Friday, Saturday at the Flora freaking Bama. And that lines up with Landon's 21st birthday.
Big 2-1.
So we are going to have
coming at you.
So we're gonna have Landon playing full band down there at the Floribama in the dome stage.
Maybe acoustic. Maybe we'll
acoustic.
Talk about
maybe
that.
Acoustic. Yeah. We're gonna.
The boys aren't all 21.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. We'll finagle. We'll make something happen.
I'll get on my inner Ed Sheeran. Put like a little loop pedal, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
We'll make.
Well, no, there's a lot of, so we're doing multiple stages. So we're doing the main room and then we're doing the dome stage. So you can, I mean, there's going to be acoustic gigs and full band gigs.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of stuff and we're working on filling that right now. But mark your calendars if you're listening to this. It's one of our favorite weekends of the year. Shout out to Davis and the crew down at the Bama because we are very excited to be going back down there.
Beautiful beach.
Yeah, and
condos are pretty reasonable, so if you're looking for a trip, it's actually a good place to go. And, man, one of the best honky-tonks that just happens to be on one of the most beautiful beaches in the world.
Yeah, it's the floor of Bama is awesome. You feel like you're living in a Riley Green or a Kenny Chesney song.
Yeah.
Like, it's some of the best seafood, the white sand beaches, and the crowd down there, there's like a great built-in crowd, but especially when we get to go down there, a lot of the rowdies that we only normally see up in Ohio when we go up there for country concert, they make the trip down usually if we give them enough notice, which I'm hoping they make the trip down. Especially with it being a Friday, Saturday,
they can get
to enjoy the whole weekend, which I think will be really sick.
A lot of my friends, as soon as last year was done, they were like, please do this again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like adult spring break landing. Yeah. It's like adults. It feels like 2002. It's so much fun.
We're coming back, baby.
We're coming back.
The world is healing.
Yeah. Everybody, we got a studio audience now starting to wait around, which is cool. Welcome to Tailgate and Tall Boys, Bloomington, Illinois, 2024.
Ooh,
ooh. Who's excited for Cody Johnson tonight? Hell yeah, she's excited. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. We got a great lineup for you guys. We're very excited. Our boy Wyatt Flores is going to be joining us here in just a few minutes. He's over eating some catering. He just soundchecked and got all of his stuff done, so he should be rolling up here any minute with his team, which we're very excited about. In the meantime, if y'all want to go over, check out the Raise Rowdy tent. The girls are back there selling some merch. We got it all written out. That sign looks great. I've had to write the dry erase before, and nobody can read it because I have horrible handwriting. But you guys can read that, the price of all the merch and everything. And we're also giving away that Orca cooler right there if you sign up for our mailing list. We're giving it away on Saturday. So y'all can go on over and check out the Raise Rowdy tent. We've got T-shirts, koozies, hats, all the normal stuff that we have in town. We are based out of Nashville, Tennessee. So if you're ever on vacation in Nashville, you can check us out every Sunday night, every Wednesday night, every other Tuesday. And if you really want to get degenerate on your trip, you can come out to the Rusty Nail. God bless the Rusty Nail. We had Rhythm and Smoke the other night. And each time we do that thing, Nick, it just gets better.
A little bit bigger, a little bit better.
It was our first time selling out of the cigars. Shout out to Blackened. We were smoking Shade to Black. I love how all the sticks are named after Metallica songs. It's really cool. It's really cool. And it was a good lineup that we had there, too. It was a lot of good friends, some new faces. I love that Brian Thomas kid, dude.
Dude, he's great. Brian's one of the homies. He booked around for us. He played with Alexa Goldie the first time for me.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yo, I'd love to come back. And he booked around and just... They're such good writers, and they're just such good people, and the vibe, too, man.
Dude, they just bring the energy up. And we had him for our Surfside kickoff, which was awesome. He basically just plugged Surfside for an hour while he was on stage and just drank the hell out of him, which he's a Florida guy, so it makes sense. And
they are beach-worthy, baby.
Yeah, you know that it's windy when the trash cart is flowing by and the trash is flying out of the truck. You know it's windy. You know you're in the Midwest when that's going on. Oh, we got a friend from BMC Lights coming over.
What up? We're going to have an air-conditioned tent for the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Free to get in for anyone that wants to.
Hey.
We're giving away cooling towels. You guys look cooling like...
Cooling? Yeah. Let's go. Are they wet, or should we have a crew dunk them?
Let's wet them up.
Right here.
Hey, let's wet them up. Let's wet them up. There we go.
Keep ourselves nice and
now
moist.
Are those cooling towels for the public?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, if anybody out there is feeling hot, go over there, see your friends at BMC. They got the cooling towels. So you drench them in some water, and then you put them in, and they cool you right off. Very essential for this weekend. Oh, Nick, you put that on. You're going to feel like a new man. Oh, let me get that.
It's
the
good stuff kids
got. Oh, dude. Dude. BMC Lights. You guys based out of here in Illinois?
Tampa.
You guys came all the way from Florida for this shit.
Jeez.
Let's go.
23 hours.
Well,
whoa.
Hell yeah. Well, BMC Lights, y'all be sure to check them out. Appreciate the hospitality, brother. That's awesome. Well,
it's a game changer right here.
I love that we got a studio audience right now. I didn't know how this was going to go. Again, we did this last year without a speaker, and we did it over there in the campground. Everybody was like, well, what the fuck is going on? We can't hear anything. What is going on? And then we had Josh Ross, and we had Lakeview over there, and we had Austin and Wayne from Tailgate and Tall Boys. We did a Dizzy Bat tournament. We did a hot dog eating contest.
Oh, we need to go get more hot dogs.
Yeah, somebody ran over our cornhole boards.
I want to do a hot dog eating contest, bud.
It was wild. It was wild. But who's excited for Tailgate and Tall Boys Bloomington this weekend?
Yeah.
Y'all can make some more noise than I said. Who is excited to be in Bloomington, Illinois for Tailgate and Tall Boys 2024? Hell yeah.
There we go.
Let's go. It's gonna be fun. Who are we excited to see? Who are you most excited? Wyatt.
Yeah!
All right, cool. Hell yeah. We love that. We love Wyatt. Like I said earlier, I first met Wyatt Flores in 2021. I was on the road with a guy named Trey Lewis during the Dick Down in Dallas era, and we were headlining at a club in Stillwater, Oklahoma called the Tumbleweed, and the owner of the club, Carrie, he came up to me and was like, "Hey, we got this new kid opening up. We think he's going to be the next thing." Like, we at that time, Zach Bryan had just started blowing up. Obviously, Turnpike was Turnpike, but he was like, "This is going to be the next kid out of Oklahoma," and it happened to be a young dude named Wyatt Flores, and he came up, played some acoustic covers, played a couple of his originals that he had at the time, and to see what he has done since he's moved to Nashville.
Crazy, man.
It's just an explosion, and we got to see him, Nick, in Lexington, Kentucky at Bulls, Bands, and Barrels.
Great show with Treaty Oak Revival.
Dude, yeah, that show. We got to see Treaty Oak and Wyatt close out a rodeo in Kentucky, and it was absolutely wild, and Wyatt and his band doesn't run any tracks.
No.
Doesn't run any tracks. He runs like a 6-7 piece band. They're very tight, and his crew's just always been so good to us. So I'm excited to see them here in a little while. Very stoked to have Wyatt coming over to the tent. And then tomorrow we've got the local boy, Clayton Shea.
Yeah. Clayton plays like a lot of events for us in town. We consider him a good friend of the Rage Rowdy family.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. He was like an OG, like, in the round guy before we rebranded this to Outside the Round. And I had him on a podcast right before the world shut down in 2020. It was around St. Patrick's Day, because I remember him and Boudreaux doing shots of Jameson on the pod, which was wild at the time back in Nashville. And then we've got a longtime buddy, Mr. Nate Kenyon.
Yeah.
And Nate's been getting some big cuts lately as a writer. He's starting to do more of the artist stuff, get back to it, which is really cool. Very excited to see him. Another fellow Georgia guy, by the way, Nate Kenyon. There's so many of you guys
shout
and girls
Peach
from
State.
Georgia. Yeah, shout out to the Peach State of Georgia, all them Go Dogs boys and girls out there. Roar, 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 roar. You guys love your fucking college football down there.
It's
crazy. It's so, Landon, what have you been thinking of the Midwest so far? You've been up here for about coming up a little under 24 hours.
It's first time. I've never been this far north. It's kind of scary. Not going to lie. It's really fucking flat. I can see so far. But honestly, what's getting me is the windmills.
Windmills.
This is the first time I've seen a windmill. It is the coolest thing I have ever seen.
Well, hopefully later, as this wind gets crazy, those windmills stay in place and they don't move on us. And they power the whole area. It's pretty wild. We were talking with Hasten from Live Oak earlier, and Hasten's a local boy from up here in Illinois, lives down in Nashville, and he was telling us about how they do like a big write-off for the folks that put the windmills in their farms and stuff. They pay them like six figures, and then they get a huge tax write-off for like the land, like within like 100 acres.
He
said there's some guy on the way up here that has like a million of them on his property, and it's
all
like,
a write-off.
Yeah, he's like he stopped farming crops to just put windmills up and power the whole fucking town.
They just look cool, man.
Yeah, Nikki's got that Diet Coke. That is the go-go juice.
The sauce.
We got a case of Red Bull, so I'm gonna think I'm gonna be getting into that, getting into the Celsius a little bit as well. I'm a big stimulant guy, not the illegal ones, just the caffeine and the nicotine. Which shout out, I don't know where they're at. They were next to us in Iowa, which was awesome. The Zin tent. Anybody out there use Zin? Any Zinners out there? It's over there. Hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. We love seeing all the Zin. I got my Coolman 6s. Was there a Zin shortage up here? Yeah, there was, because there was a Zin shortage in Nashville, and all you could get at the gas stations was cinnamon and coffee. That's all you could get at there. You couldn't get any Coolmint, you couldn't get any Wintergreen, you couldn't even get any citrus. Like, they were dry on everything. So to have Zin here, they run that deal where you can get three cans per day at $1 a can. So you can if you're here all 4 days, you can get a dozen cans for $12, which is like two rolls and a half, which is normally like $50. So great savings from our friends at Zin, which I'm very excited about. This cooling towel
is
changing everything.
Pimp. P-I-M-P. Pimp.
So Landon Smith is joining us right now. My name's Matt Brill. This is Nikki T. And we're from a company called Raised Rowdy. We host a number of podcasts that are based out of Nashville. We've had a bunch of guests on. Most recently, Nick just did an episode with the boys from Flatland Cavalry, which is really cool.
Dropped this week.
Yeah, it actually dropped yesterday. He did an episode with Josh Ross last week as well. We've had episodes come out with folks like Lainey Wilson, Riley Green, Meg Maroney, Muscadine Bloodline, Ella Langley. Dylan Marlowe, Cameron Marlowe, a bunch of different people. So Y'all can find those wherever you enjoy your podcasts, and we host a bunch of events in Nashville. We've got our full merchandise line out with us. We actually do have more stuff online, but we don't keep it in stock. But you guys can go over. We have shirts, hats, all kinds of stuff, and you'll see me on stage later. You'll see these guys on stage later. I'll be introducing and talking on the microphone later. They're going to be shooting a freaking t-shirt cannon. They got us a t-shirt cannon. I don't know how it's going to go with all this wind and shit we have today.
You're just going to have to, like, run like you're catching a football.
Yeah, probably. We're going to say go long, and we're going to aim like we're really bad golfers that slice, and we're going to aim to the left or the right. We're just going to let the wind take the t-shirt.
That'd be cool.
So, very excited. Very, very, very excited about that.
I've never felt more at home than when with a t-shirt cannon in my arms, you know?
I've never held one.
It just feels real. You will this weekend, brother.
Look at that. Look at that. Place with no sweet tea. That's the first time I've seen that. First time I've seen a windmill. And now I get to hold a t-shirt cannon.
Yeah. T-shirt cannons were big back in the day, and then they were like, okay, these cost extra insurance money now, so it doesn't always go good. But the boys at Tailgate and Callboys, I will tell you, they do not pull any punches. They pull out all the stops here, man. I love
Dude,
it.
Dude, it's one of our favorite festivals. Clinton, Iowa was a lot of fun.
Yes.
I know Iowa's a border state, and you guys have your border state rivalries up here. But Iowa was awesome. Very Iowa was fun. Awesome, but what's great about this one in Illinois, this is the original. Was anybody here? I know we got a younger crowd out here right now in the studio audience. Did anybody go to the TNTs when they were in Peoria, Illinois? Anybody throwback? There we go.
Yeah.
There's some OGs.
Some OGs.
So yeah, this is like the birthplace of the festival. They're Illinois proud. The guys that put on this festival also run a club called Cruisins. Anybody ever been to Cruisins for a show? Yes?
Yeah.
Oh, we've all had good nights at Cruisins. That place is wild. We're gonna do some rowdy on the roads up there before the end of the year. They're going to be announcing a bunch of shows coming up with some folks that you're going to see up here this weekend and some folks that aren't here this weekend but are awesome and will definitely sell out. Gavin Adcock was just up there. Anybody out there love them? Some Gavin Adcock? Yes. Landon actually opens for Gavin a bunch in the Southeast. So if you want to hear any crazy Gavin Adcock stories that are shareable. Landon has a lot of them, but Gavin and our boys from Lakeview just played not too long ago over at Cruisins in Peoria. But yeah, Tailgate and Tall Boys, they know what's up. Wyatt Flores should be here any minute, so it's going to be really cool. When Wyatt pulls up on the golf cart, we need to make a big hand for him and need to make him feel welcome. He's from Oklahoma, so he's used to the wind and shit. But I don't know if he hasn't done a festival here in Illinois yet, so we're very excited, we're working on getting him in the golf cart right now. Nikki, what are you most excited about for this weekend?
Man, I haven't seen Eric Church at a festival in probably 6 years.
Yeah.
So that's going to be very fun. We just saw Bailey last week. So I'm excited to see him
Bailey
again.
Bailey in his home state, though.
Yeah.
Bailey Zimmerman in Illinois. This is Bailey Zimmerman country out here. And I can tell because of the haircuts, you know? When you go to a Bailey Zimmerman show, you see the guys that look like Bailey. Because it's just part of it. Like, you go to a Zach Bryan show, like Zach. You go to a Wallen show, like, pre-haircut. Everybody had the fucking mullets. You go to a Bailey Zimmerman show in the Midwest, and you can see how influential he is. And he just flies around the stage like no other.
Yeah. It was very fun seeing him last week, so I'm excited to see him again. They have a really cool stage production, too.
They really do, man. They do it up. And then Nate Smith opening for Bailey. Nate, you didn't get to see Nate last week
because
you were down at CMA Fest. But Nate wears his jacket on stage, and then he always complains about how hot it is on stage afterwards. Like, man, it was so hot up there. I'm like, dude, you were wearing a black jacket. It's like 90 degrees out. But I love his dedication to the bit. Yeah, I love his dedication to his brand and love what Nate Smith does on stage. And he's another throwback to the early Rays Rowdy in Nashville days. You kind of got to town about the same time that Nate did.
Yeah, yeah. I had him on the podcast before Kurt was my co-host. Maybe the last one before Kurt was, or really close, if not.
Yeah.
Back in the old Antioch days where you could hear a gunshot at any moment.
Yes, gunshots or fireworks in Antioch, Tennessee. But yeah, it sounds like we're getting Wyatt here any minute. We're texting with his management right now, and there should be the golf cart to grab him at any second. Who's happy to be at Tailgate and Tall Boys in Bloomington, Illinois? You guys confuse me with your damn Bloomingtons up here. You got one in Illinois, you got one in Indiana. We got the hat on. Landon's got his bucket hat on.
Gotta, baby. Gotta, baby. Shout out Georgia Southern.
Landon, what bits are we doing with you this week? Let's tell the crowd, because how many people out here are camping this weekend? How many people are in the campground?
Yes!
Oh, yeah. Old head, he's camping. That guy was probably
riding that train.
Yeah. That guy might have been at Woodstock, bro. That guy knows how to party. That's OG right there.
He was conceived at Woodstock.
He was conceived at Woodstock. Let's go.
Dude,
that dude's
you're a legend.
If anybody has any questions of how to do a festival right.
What song was it to?
Go see that guy.
Give me shelter by the stones.
You know he's tough because he's got the full calf tattoo.
By Bob Dylan?
Oh, man.
What a blessing.
He's got a Nudie's Honky Tonk shirt on, too. That man's been to Nashville. Damn party out here. But what bits are we doing for you this week? So Landon's going to be going all over the festival, and we're going to use him as kind of our rowdy representative, because I'm going to be on stage hosting. Nick's going to be doing some hosting stuff as well. The girls are going to be there at the tent. So we're kind of sending Landon around to get a lay of the land and really party with all you guys. So what are we doing as far as content stuff this week?
Well, we have some ideas. So one of them's like we're doing lyrics. You know, you have Kojo here tonight. Obviously, some of y'all are Kojo fans, so we're going to put some Kojo lyrics, see if you know the Kojo lyrics. And then also Nicki Minaj lyrics, because who doesn't fucking like Nicki Minaj?
And then they'll be able to guess which is which.
Yeah, you got to guess which is which. I'm telling you, it's super hard. It's super hard. Shout out that guy that got it wrong, because that was funny as shit.
Somebody thought of Nicki. What lyric was it?
It was Double D's Up, Dolly Parton.
And he thought it was a Kojo song, this guy in the parking lot. Yeah,
and it does say Dolly Parton, you know?
That's the kicker, man. The kicker was really Dolly Parton. Also, I created myself a Tinder account for the weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm going around and letting you ladies change one thing about it. The first thing that was changed, I said I am 6'3", which I am, but no, they wanted to put me at 5'6", because I'm totally 5'6".
Damn parents' fault.
So, yep. Landon is also going to be going around looking for the tallest girl that he can find at the festival, and we're going to get a photo of him on her shoulders. So, if you see any tall Midwestern girls at this festival, let us know, and we're going to send Landon out to them.
Right on the shoulders.
We want to give him a full representation of the Midwest. You guys can also check out Landon's music. He's not just a funny dude, funny, good-looking dude here hanging out podcasting with us. Landon is also an incredible artist out of Georgia. He's going to be moving to Nashville, making the big jump, the move to Nashville from South Georgia to Nashville in August. So make some noise for that. Landon pursuing his dream. He's got some great songs out on Spotify, Apple Music. His big one is If You Want Me Tonight.
Thank you.
And if there's anybody out there that likes some country music, you can check out Landon Smith and stream that stuff. You're welcome for the shout out there, Cameron. We got Landon's manager, Cameron, right over there. She's helping us.
I forget to do that.
Yeah, I know you forget. That's why we're here to do it. That's why we have Ike to get all the videos and stuff.
I love it.
So we've got Wyatt coming over here shortly. We should. Is that why y'all are standing out here? You guys ready for Wyatt Flores?
Hell yeah.
That means the Instagram post worked. People actually follow us, Nick. Let's go.
Or at least follow Tailgate Tallboys.
At least follow the Tailgate Tallboys.
And then you can follow us.
Yes, and then you can follow Raise Rowdy, and you can check out the t-shirts, enter to win the Orca Cooler.
And like Matt said, if you guys are ever in Nashville, we host 10 to 12 events a month where we have original music played on stages, oftentimes on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Tuesdays. So you can come out anytime you're in town. The cheat code, if you're going to Nashville, people will go on the weekends. That's good if you're looking to have like the cover music. But if you're looking to hear original songs by amazing writers, the weekday is the move on when to visit Nashville. Plus, it's usually a little cheaper in the hotels. So if you're ever in town, come out, check out an event. We've had a lot of the folks that are playing this festival at our events. Austin Snell's played, Lakeview.
Wyatt's played.
We've had a lot of the crew that has popped up and played our events.
Yeah, even on the side stage, like we've had Lainey Gardner, we've had Clayton Shea, we've had Nate Kenyon, Ben Chapman, who I'm so fucking excited for. We had Colby Cooper for Illinois is a legal state, and I love that. I am California sober. I'm proud to say it. Just celebrated 8 years of sobriety from alcohol, which is really cool and exciting. Thank you. Appreciate that. Illinois, you guys are a legal state. You love your slot machines. You love your legal weed. You tax the hell out of it, but that's a whole other conversation. But we had Colby Cooper play our 420 takeover a few years ago at Live Oak, And I said to him, I was like, I know you smoke on stage, dude, but let's just not light up on the bar in Tennessee. And we had him, we had Pecos from Pecos in the Rooftops, and we had Dylan Wheeler together. And a joint was passed around, and we confiscated it and finished it ourselves out back. So we said it was Delta 8. It was legal. It was legal. Delta 8.
Close enough.
But we're going to have Colby. We're going to have Ben on the pod here on Sunday. How many people here are doing the 4 days? How many people here are all 4 days? Let's go. I don't get the people that just do 1 day of a festival. I just don't. Because it's like the value is in, oh, are you guys 1 day?
Oh.
You're four. Oh, shit, they're one. Okay, I mean, hey, if you got to work and you can't get out of what you normally have, or like you have a wedding or something where you can't miss it, I understand. But there's something about being a four-day festie. Every day just gets better and better. You deal with the weather. You deal with the vibes. You deal with... It all just goes. You make friends on day one that you become extra close with day two, day three, day four. And then you become homies with for life. That's kind of how Raise Rowdy started.
Absolutely.
We say, and Nikki T's the founder of Raise Rowdy. Again, that's Nikki T. This is Landon Smith. I'm Matt Barrill. We're doing a live Outside the Round, a podcast and an event in the Raise Rowdy Network. And Nick, why don't you tell them kind of how Raise Rowdy got started while we wait on Wyatt to get here.
Oh, yeah, we actually had a bachelor party for my buddy Jason. And it was at a festival in Ohio called Country Concert. So we went to that festival, and then some of our buddies were not able to come back, and the crew changed kind of every year. But we built like a family in that field, man. Met some people at a festival. Camping out specifically, you just become like family with people. So folks that I've been to their weddings since meeting there that we go see every year, and kind of became what is Raise Rowdy today. Which is basically a community of country music lovers. Like, Matt and I are just fans of country music that have been lifelong fans of music. And Matt used to work in radio. I had RaiseRowdy.com, which is started as a blog and ended up being kind of all the things that we do today. Festivals, helping MC, podcast network, events in town in Nashville, Tennessee. And then hopefully being able to help with even more festivals like this great one here at Tailgating Tallboys.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's cool. We say Raise Rowdy started at a field in Ohio, just like all the folks camping out there. That's kind of it started. Rowdy Gentlemen of Leisure.
Yep.
Going to meet and greets. You were going to how many shows back in the day?
Man, I remember one year I like wrote down how many artists I saw in a year, and it was like 110.
Yeah.
But that's like all the artists, including festivals. But I mean, we were chasing shows every weekend. Sometimes we'd go to 2 to 3 shows on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, take off work.
Yeah.
Just find friends that love the same things as you do and just push it, man.
Yeah, man. That's what it's all about. So we always say we're for music fans by music fans. And we don't spend the time talking about the shit we don't like. We think it's a lot better use of your time to talk about the shit that you really love and talk about new music that we think is dope. And it's really cool to see guys and girls that we were talking about over the last few years be on this freaking main stage, you know?
Yeah.
Like, to see Bailey Zimmerman headline a festival, to see Wyatt Flores on the main stage at a festival, to see guys like Colby Cooper, to see guys that are still, like, figuring it out at the ground level, like your Clayton Shays, like your Nate Kenyons, that are doing this, like LaCade, that are doing the side stage thing and working their way up. Lakeview was a side stage act last year. Yep. They're on the main stage this year. They're on the main stage for all three festivals this year.
Yeah, and we love those boys. Lakeview is originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which is where I'm from, and so actually they were in metal bands back in that area, and then I got to see their first ever full band show in Nashville, Tennessee. So they've played a bunch of Raise Rowdy events, good friends of the family. They have the same tattoo artist that I have, Mike Stahl, who's based out of Ohio. So that's originally how I met those boys, and man, they're crushing it right now.
They really are. Lakeview's great. If anybody out there likes rock and roll country music, likes what guys like Hardy are doing, and things like that, and even heavier. Lakeview's going on tour Breaking Benjamin this summer, which is
fucking
wild. They're playing amphitheaters all over the country with Breaking Benjamin. They got to go to Europe for the first time this year, and I can't wait to talk with them about that on Saturday when they get here. And they're sticking around Sunday, so I think, Landon, it's only right that we send them out with you to go do content on Sunday, because they're going to be coming to the festival as festival goers on Sunday, which we're very excited about.
They're opening for Breaking Benjamin?
They're not just opening. They're touring with Breaking Benjamin. They were like 40 dates with Breaking Ben.
Dude.
Riding around in the van.
I've seen Breaking Benjamin like twice.
Riding around in the van and trailer going on tour. So
Breaking Benjamin's a kick-ass band, dude. They're awesome.
Yeah, it's they just released a new song with Gideon, which is a great rock and roll band, I guess metal band, based out of the South as well. So I got to meet the lead singer Gideon, and I was like talking to him. I'm like, hey, if we have you outside at a show here, would you be down? And he's like, yeah, but you'd need a lot more security. Rock shows are different. We went to Louder Than Life last year. That was my first like rock festival in years, and man, it was fun. But 45,000 people at that festival.
That's insane.
It was insane, just the sea of people everywhere.
I think the rock fest or the rock shows are, I think they're 10 times safer than country shows, in my opinion.
Man, you know, there's definitely differences. You'll have a circle pit bust out at any moment, but then when someone falls in it,
you get right,
they stop
they
get people right back up.
It's insane.
It's a really cool community.
I mean, you're hitting people hard too, but
the wall of death.
The wall of death. That is so sick.
But it was wild, like, just watching pits form out of the middle of a 45,000 person crowd.
Oh, I bet.
And that's I got to see Limp Bizkit for the first time.
Yeah,
since
anybody out there like butt rock, and we'll tell you what butt rock is. Anybody out there like Creed?
Yeah.
Anybody out there like Nickelback?
They were here
was anybody
here
as a wise man?
Yeah. Was anybody out here for Nickelback last year? Yes? No? No?
Oh, new festies.
Well, new festies. Welcome to the family. Creed, Limp Bizkit, Nickelback, Hinder.
It's coming back.
Three Doors Down, all the good shit. It's really cool to see it coming back. You know, we got Fred Durst dressing up like yacht rock and like a damn cowboy and all kinds of shit. So, all kinds of stuff. We're working on getting Wyatt over here. The festival folks are meeting right now to go over some stuff, and then we're going to get Wyatt out here. So, appreciate all you guys and girls waiting on that. Landon, do you happen to have any of the Country Music Jeopardy things like on top of your head, good to go?
No,
you haven't thought of those yet. I'm trying to think of a way we can give away this hat and do something. Would anybody be interested in doing a giveaway for the hat? I don't know what we can do. We could do a dance contest. We could do a dance contest, or we could do. How many of those cold beers do we have? We have a lot.
Shotgun
anybody out there like the shotgun?
Shotgun contest.
21 and over, please.
21 and over. 21 and over. I will be checking your IDs.
This guy was a bouncer. Right. He knows me.
I'll shotgun with him.
I'm gonna. Yeah, you'll do it as well. We're gonna have you do it. Yeah, come here. And we're gonna have you do it, Hoss. We're gonna have you do it. I know I'm breaking you. I'm sorry. She'll be right back over to you, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So we're gonna do that. The winner of this is going to get the Raise Rowdy hat. Let's get y'all's names real quick.
Contest.
Yeah, this is fucking tailgating toys. Y'all make some noise for these folks about to shotgun. This is what we do. Yeah, Nick's gonna crack it open. Nick has been shotgunning beers as longer than Landon Smith over here has been alive. So he is a professional of professionals, the consummate shotgunning professional.
Nah.
So we're gonna get everybody's name right here. This is gonna be off camera. I don't know how we're going to do this on YouTube. You guys can also find this episode everywhere you listen to podcasts and on YouTube next week. So be sure to follow Outside the Round and follow Raise Rowdy. So what's your name, Hoss?
Jake.
Jake, where are you from?
I'm from State Farm. No, I'm from Central Illinois right here, born and raised.
Central, let's hear it for the hometown boy, Jake. Come here, sweetheart. What's your name?
My name's Autumn.
Autumn, where are you from?
I'm from here, Nyanic, Illinois.
You have the most Midwestern accent I've heard so far today, so high five for that. Y'all make some noise for her. And then our last competitor, you guys know who he is, but he's going to introduce himself anyway.
No, Nicky T!
I am the local drunk, yeah!
All right, ready? We're going to count down. Ready? 3, 2, 1, salute!
Go! Oh, Hoss got!
Man! Oh, she did great, though! We gotta give her a koozie. I'll make some noise for him. Jake is our champion. Good job. All right, Jake, you get this hat right here. If y'all wanna look like Jake, you get a hat. We've got him for sale there. We're doing a deal exclusively for Tailgate and Tall Boys. These hats are $35 a piece, but we do 2 for $60. So you save $5, or you save $10 when you get two. So there's your hat. Hey, go over there, pick out a koozie from the girls over there, sweetheart. There you go. Hell yeah. We love that. Hey, boss, over here real quick. Landon, keep talking to the people. Tell them what you're most excited for about this.
Windmills. You're not me. I like the windmills. They flash? What do you mean they flash? They spin. They flash? No shit. That's cool. Well, I still like the windmills. I was excited to see the windmills. I'm really excited for Eric Church. I've never seen him live. I'm excited for Wyatt, fucking Mr. Flores. That's going to be lit. But hell yeah.
What's your favorite Wyatt Flores song? Milwaukee. Good choice.
That's a good choice.
That's a good choice. We love that one. I love Milwaukee, too. I've been to the Rave Eagle Club, and yes, it is haunted as fuck. I've seen the Mac Miller pool. It is a very haunted place. But yeah, Wyatt will be here any second. They are bringing him over on a golf cart right now. This festival is so spread out. You know, that's something I love about it, is that you have room for 30,000 people.
So much room for activities
like these live podcasts where we talk about degenerate things. Nick, tell them what else all the room. Tell them other activities.
All weekend there is degeneracy happening here via beer. God bless beer. We love you. But we are going to be having these podcasts here each day, having different artists that are on the side stage and a few from the main stage popping up, coming out, talking to Matt and possibly me a little bit, and before all of the shows are rolling.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's zip tie that. Hey, what's your name again, dude? I forget, but Jason? Y'all make some noise for Jason from the USA Concerts. Tailgate and Tallboy staff offering the zip tie our freaking flag right here. Which, by the way, if y'all would like a Raise Rowdy flag, we've got them for sale. We're going to get, probably tomorrow when the wind dies down, we'll hang the big flag. We have a big flag. We got like a fucking 40-foot flagpole that goes all the way up in the air so you can see it for miles. And today is a little bit of a tougher thing. Yeah, we can put holes in it and just zip tie it. There he is.
Oh, there he is.
All right.
Yo, make some noise. Wyatt Flores in the house.
You want me to let
you? Yeah, you're going to stay on, Nick. Okay. You're going to stay on for sure. Wyatt, my dog.
Good to see you, Wyatt.
Good to see you. You got Nick sitting right here, Wyatt. Hey, do you like iced tea and vodka?
I don't think I've tried that yet.
Okay. Somebody grab him. Let's grab Wyatt a Surfside. Let's grab Wyatt a Surfside. Y'all make some noise. We got Wyatt damn Flores sitting here. Very excited to have Wyatt here. Wyatt, how's the day been so far? I know it's been a little chaotic.
Well, it's been chaotic for some.
It's festival
season. Not so much me.
Oh, that's good. Good Lord. There you go. That's called the Surfside, Wyatt. That is a vodka iced tea that is known to be crushable. So they go down very easy, not carbonated. But how's everything been going, man? How was CMA Fest?
Man, that was
chaos.
That was absolute chaos. we started CMA Fest on Wednesday, and then that night drove down to Atlanta, played that show the next day, then drove all the way to Knoxville, then went and played Laurel Cove Fest, and then played two shows on Saturday and then another two on Sunday. And I was like, okay, when is this week going to be over? It was never about the playing. Everything when we got on stage was great. It's everything else that adds up. And then you're like, okay, can we please sleep by some point?
It's busy.
Yeah, dude, being on the road is a lot. And it's cool getting to watch your journey over the past few years from how we first met at your homeland of Stillwater, Oklahoma, back at Tumbleweed. That was like 3 years ago, dude,
I'll never forget.
So to see where you have gone over these past few years and to see you take on this role, I mean, there's all these people here in Illinois in a place you probably thought you'd never go to play music, and you're on the main stage of a 30,000 person a day festival, and now there's people that are out here just to watch you talk to us idiots and shoot the shit, man. What's it been like over the past few years, just kind of reflecting and looking at it?
Well, you're exactly right. I never thought that I'd get this far. I never thought I'd make it out of Oklahoma. So
there's good money to be made just there, honestly.
Yeah, honestly, the Red Dirt scene, you could just tour Oklahoma and Texas. There's a lot of guys and girls that do that and do it very well.
And I was lucky enough that I had a plan, and I'm glad to see that my goals have been achievable to where I can go play anywhere in this country and to be accepted and go play. But, yeah, the last couple of years have just been an absolute hell of a ride. Like,
whirlwind.
Like there's so much that has happened that I still have trouble being like, oh yeah, that's happened all in this small amount of time. Like,
what's like one pinch me moment that happened for you?
Oh, definitely like last month, dude, when I was playing Red Rocks with Turnpikes.
Oh,
like
insane.
And that venue just keeps going.
Oh yeah.
Like you see all the pictures until you sit on the stage And then it's like, oh, yeah, there's 10,000 people, and I can see every single one of them. And yeah. then you're like, what is happening right now?
I was there for Luke Combs when he played out there. And the way I explain it is it's spiritual, man. It really is. It feels the music resonating through that space and just the visuals there. And the lighting's amazing. Just what an amazing venue.
It is by far the coolest venue I've ever gotten to play.
Yeah. And to do it with Turnpike as an Oklahoma kid.
Insane. Oh, dude, my favorite band ever.
Yeah. What have your interactions with Evan and the Turnpike guys been like?
It's been great. I think the funniest thing was when we were at Red Rock and he asked me to come up and sing Long Hot Summer Day with him. I was like taking videos of RC singing. And the next thing you know, there's Evan, which I forget how tall Evan is.
Yes.
Evan's like huge.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
And he goes, you ready for this shit? And I'm like, what? And I was like, what are you talking about? And then he goes, which verse you got? And I was like, I don't know. He goes, well, Sierra's got the second, so you got the third. And then he just walks on stage, starts the song up, and I'm trying to get lyrics to go up because I'm like, which ones are they for sure? And
your heart probably sank.
Oh, definitely. I was like, no way this is happening. And also, what are the words?
Yeah.
Right? You're like, I've covered this song a bunch in a bar. But damn, man. So this year, how has the touring been so far this year for you? Because we're getting into the thick of it with festivals and things like that.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, festival season has been fun. Honestly, I want to say thank you for letting me actually come out here. Usually they keep us held back, so I never actually like get to see the real festival and what goes on. But, yeah, in about a month, which this is a thank you to y'all, in about a month, I will finally be out of a van and we will be in a bus.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Don't make some noise. Getting in a bus is a big deal. That's not easy.
And it is not cheap.
No.
Oh, my God.
Yes. No, it is not.
They shot me the numbers and I was like, there's no way.
Have you decided on what's going to be on the bus? Have you started like thinking about that?
All I know is I want lawn chairs and some kind of griddle.
Okay, yes, a Blackstone. That's essential. That's like part of our like festival essentials when we're camping at a lot of these.
You got to.
You got to have the griddle to cook up breakfast. Like catering's awesome, and the catering here at Tailgate and Tallboys is great. Esther and Whitey and the whole crew back there do such a great job. But being able to go to a show and have your crew cook up that bacon and eggs when you're feeling a little something from the night before, you know?
Definitely. No doubt about it, dude. We sit out there and we just start cooking, and then we forget about all the other problems going on in the world, and we're like, we're here right now. We're fine.
Yeah, dude, that's something that's really cool about music, man, is it pulls you away from all the bullshit that goes on, you know?
Well, and that's the coolest part of my job.
Yeah.
Like, when I get to go up on stage, I get to look at people that aren't worried about all the bullshit going on in their life, and they're fully present for everything that is happening. And that is the coolest thing, because you know how hard it is to get people off their phones, including myself?
Everybody, yeah.
Yeah. So when I get to sit there and look at the crowd, and they're enjoying themselves and not worried about, you know, their job that they got to get back to on Monday, like, that's the coolest thing ever, because you get to have their attention in that time, and you get to take all the things that are stressing them out off their plate.
Yeah. Yep. And now talking about some of the new music that you've had coming out, what's it been like recording and to have the catalog that you have out over a short period of time? You've got a lot of music out for people like these guys and girls watching you right here. What's the recording process kind of been like, and how excited are you for the shit that none of us have even heard yet?
I can tell you this much. This next project that I'm working on, it's just elevated across the board. Like, I'm like finally sitting there going, no way. I never thought that it could turn into something like this. And to work with, you know, real producers and things like that, and sit down with a group of musicians that aren't just studio musicians, as much as like people like to say it. They really tend to the song and they go for vibe. And I'm fixing to come out with an album.
Oh, let's make some noise, Tailgate Tallboys.
But the other thing is too, like on the recording side and everything else, like it's a lot more happier. I've gotten into this deal where I was tired of singing so many songs that were just sad as hell.
And
there's still sad songs on here, but
you got to feed the live set.
I was like, no, we need some summertime kind of vibes going on.
I love that.
And it's definitely been a change that I didn't know that was going to come about. And I'm I'm so excited. I could talk about this album forever, but I don't know how much I'm allowed to say
yet. Yeah, that's just it. We don't want to. We see Braden sitting over
He's
there.
He's watching me.
Looking good in that Drayton Farley shirt, by the way. I got to get one of those Drayton Farley Cracker Barrel shirts. That looks awesome. For those, how many people out in the crowd have seen Wyatt play before? How many Wyatt? No? Okay.
No so one? How would, oh, this is great.
Okay, so how would you describe a Wyatt Flores show to some? We're popping some cherries today. We're exposing some new folks to the Wyatt Flores show, inviting people into the Wyatt Flores family. How would you describe it to folks?
I don't know, because I really try and pull all emotions into a show. If we do get to play today, I'm pretty sure I skimmed over the set list. I think it's going to be a lot more rock heavy and a lot more upbeat. If you come to an actual one of my shows where I'll get an hour and 30 to play, we try and cross every emotion that we possibly can. So one second you're having the time of your life, the next second you're screaming about your ex, and then the next second you're crying about someone that you've lost, and it's just a whirlwind. I don't really know.
I would say that. How many pieces is your band right now? We were talking about that. You have a pretty big band, right?
Six counting me.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
You get a full sound of that, and like everybody in the band is so they do such a good job. Like, you put together a great band, and they're also happen to be some of your best friends and some of your homies. And you do such a good job of like the family from the top of like the management side and like your crew that you have helping you with the decision making process to the guys and girls that you're out on the road with. How important is it to have that good road family?
I feel bad for folks that don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The folks that just hire players to come out. Like, I feel terrible for them because this is stressful as all get out, and we're all starting at the bottom. So to come up with these people and to have that support with each other and be on the road for so long, you're in a van. So imagine this. How much do you like your best friend? Quite a bit, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I really think that people should do this for marriage. You should be trapped in a van for a solid 2 weeks with only gas station stops. And you have no idea where you are.
Yeah.
That is like a true test of how good things are in a relationship. And I'm very lucky to have this band because my music is not just one sound. It's honestly difficult to remake what we put on some of these projects and do them live.
Yeah.
But I'm proud of them because whatever I throw at them, I know that we will get it accomplished and we'll be able to execute it. And that's the coolest thing ever, is getting to watch that dream of mine when I was just sitting around in Stillwater trying to make music. And I always said that I wanted to have so many different sounds so no one could ever box me in as one thing.
Yeah.
And to be able to have a band and a team that I actually care about and love, and they're also just the best in the world, like, I'm living the dream.
That is what it's all about.
You really are, dude. I'm so freaking proud to have seen you a few years ago and gotten to know you when you were literally just starting out as the local acoustic opener. And Carrie plugged you. Carrie was like, this is going to be the next guy. Shout out to Carrie from the Tumbleweed and the whole crew out there. They were like, this is going to be the next kid out of Oklahoma. And to see it then and see how you've developed, man, and to see this many folks just coming to hear you BS with us, and folks to see you selling out shows and to see the love that you get on your streams and everything, man, seriously, you're doing it. And so excited for you. So excited for this show today, if we can make it happen. And so excited to see you out on tour. And I can't wait to get out to another headlining day, because we saw you in Kentucky at that rodeo.
Yes,
Lexington, Kentucky. Bulls, Bands, and Barrels. Which, what a vibe that was. You talk about Red Dirt going nationwide. We had a rodeo in Kentucky, in Eastern Kentucky, with the Treaty Oak Revival Boys opening for Mr. Wyatt Flores. Awesome. Red Dirt has gone nationwide.
Which is unbelievable.
Yes.
Which is so cool for you to be a part of, looking up to guys like Turnpike and the ties to the guys from the Great Divide. And, like, you're part of that. Now you're part of the history of when the Oklahoma-Texas scene got out to the masses, dude. And you're one of the guys at the forefront doing it. So you should be really proud of that. And dude, it's so thankful for you to be popping over here and hanging out with us.
Man, thank y'all for having me.
Thank you,
dude. What time do we have, a set time of when you could be going on today, or we're still working on that?
I haven't heard if it's changed. If it does stick to the program, I'll go on at 6.
You'll go on at 6. Yeah. Okay, if it sticks to the program. But I'll stay tuned for updates. We'll keep you all updated on as we deal with the classic Midwestern weather where we get 90 mile per hour winds. So y'all make some noise one time for our boy, Mr. Wyatt Flores.
Yeah.
We love you, Wyatt.
Thank
we
you so much, brother.
Pop over to the tent. Girls are going to hook you up with some merch, whatever you want. Braden, same for you, whatever you want. You want to bring some hats back to the band back there. You all do your thing. Thank you guys for coming out. You guys have a good time. Did you guys enjoy this? You guys enjoy day one podcast? Well, we're going to be doing this every day here. So tomorrow we will be back somewhere in the window of noon to 2:30.
Yes.
Not exactly sure. We're going to have our good friends. We're going to have Clayton Shea out here. Clayton is a local boy to Illinois that lives in Nashville. And our boy, Mr. Nate Kenyon. We'll have Landon pop on a little bit. We'll probably get some of the girls to come on as well and have a really good time. We'll be out here. We're very excited to be out here in Bloomington, Illinois. Tailgating Tallboys 2024. It's just getting started, Nick.
We're ready, man. 4 days of so much fun and so much great music.
So much chaos. Like, yes. I love this festival because this festival just lets it rock and lets it all hang out and brings out some of the best musical acts in country music and has some great vendors. There's a truck show going on. We're in the heartland, baby. We are in Illinois. We are in God's country. And man, oh man, does it feel so good to be with you good folks in Bloomington, Illinois. Well, we'll be back with another episode tomorrow. Folks watching and listening at home, thank you guys as always for tuning in to Outside the Round. Y'all be sure to like, rate, subscribe. Tell your mama and them. Shout out to our good friends from Surfside Iced Tea Vodka. They're available all over the U.S. For the most part. Y'all be sure to check out Surfside. They got some great flavors. And if you're in Nashville, come out to one of our events and enjoy some Surfside. So for my man Nikki T, I'm Matt Barill. This has been Outside the Round, live from Tailgate and Tallboys.
I ain't never been the kind for staying one place for too long. I ain't never been the best at saying I love you to a girl I love. Couple tricks on my sleeve, they usually just make them leave.